Thanks for tuning in to Organic Matters, wherever you find me, again on one of the radio stations, or of course, almost all podcasts. I'm even on podcasts I don't even know I'm on unless somebody tells me. So appreciate you tuning in. For most, at least this first part of the show, we're going to talk about more about planting fall plants. Now, it's in zone 8, but again, folks, all you do is go find your zone, and it'll tell you the number of average days up or down to either get sooner or later, depending on whether you're south of me, or that's not very easy to do because I'm in an 8 A and B. There's just 9 in the country, and it goes to 10 mostly in the southern tip of Florida and, of course, Mexico and down in there. So I'm on 8. I'm going to talk about garlic, and actually one of my favorite plant families are called alliums, or listen, the garlics, the onions, the shallots. Now, I'm going to go through each of those probably with more detail than you want to know, but it's time of the year, a lot of places, not just right here, to plant these if you really want a great crop in late spring. And they're very hardy. They go up to a couple zones above us and live perfectly well. I planted some 2 years ago at my daughter's house in Washington, D.C., in a rather harsh winter. And sure enough, they laid, and I'd given up. I thought that. And as soon as the earliest spring warmed up, virtually every bulb, corm, whatever you want to call it, I put in, came up, and she had tons of garlic. So that's going to be this first part of the show. Planting garlic in mid-fall allows the garlic cloves a lot of time to get established before the cold weather sets in. Fall planting also means that your garlic is able to start growing in the spring very early. Most years, I see the first shoots of my fall planted garlic poking out of the soil as early as middle February even. Matter of fact, I've had them come up within a month or so and then live through the little sprouts through the cold weather. Having your garlic in the ground in the fall means the plants will have basically a 6-week head start on those that always wait to put them in. Of course, like everything, gardening also is included in this. There's a lot of differing opinions on when you should get your garlic planted. Many growers suggest getting your garlic in as soon as possible. Others say you should wait until just before the ground freezes. I tend to take the middle ground. That means I do it when it's convenient. I do it early. I never wait into November. I get it in October or the 1st of November if I can, at least where I live, virtually every year. Whatever zone you're in, just think about this. You want to plant your garlic about 2 weeks before or after your average first frost date. And you can look that again up on a zone map. A right around is going to be a better term. Your first frost date. I don't actually wait for the first frost. I just know when the first frost date is instead, and I plant based on the first expected frost for whichever it is. So it's not an exact science because you can't even tell. I mean, like, come on. I'm here. It was in the 70s all week. Now it's going to be 92 tomorrow where I live. One thing that you can do all the time is be a weather broadcaster or a forecaster. Never be right and never get fired. So in a general statement, it's just so much a broad range. You can just plant garlic. Just know when your weather has cooled off and is really cooling off for whatever year and whatever month it is. And then you can go plant. If you plant them too early, you may get some early sprouts. But at least where I am in 8A, that doesn't even affect me. They grow just fine anyway. You can plant garlic up till, if you're in the north now, Zone 5 and 6 in there, you can plant your garlic right up to the ground freezes. As long as your ground hasn't frozen, it's fine to go ahead and plant your garlic. So what about planting the garlic? Planting garlic's really simple, folks, just my opinion. Just select the largest cloves in every bulb of yours. Gently remove those cloves from the bulb. The reason is, science has shown and biology has shown, larger cloves always mean healthier plants. What do you do with the rest of them? Of course, take them in and eat them. They're perfectly good. You're just choosing the queen of the crop when you only plant the largest cloves. And just so you'll know, you always plant garlic with the bulbs, with that what we call the pointy side up, a couple inches and maybe as deep as 3. I only go about 2 inches in the ground. The pointy side, more or less, is the side of the top of the bulb, opposite from where the roots grow. And you can see the roots at the bottom also. So you'll get it. And I've honestly, I've had kids plant them upside down. They come up later, but they still manage to grow garlic. So you almost can't get it wrong, but it's best to do it right if you can. Just because I'm lazy, I usually have a stick of some kind that I've marked a 2-inch or so line around it. And I use that to stick in the ground so I can gauge that most of my plants are planted at about the same depth. So they grow about the same time and they harvest at about the same time. Spacing is not as great as you think. Spacing around even decent sized garlics could be about 8 inches in all directions. In other words, all of them should be 8 inches apart. Now, I've discovered without a doubt, you can plant them in a straight line if you want, but garlics, you get more in the patch and you get a better growth for some reason if you just plant them haphazardly. Just fill the whole area just so all the individual garlic plants will be about 8 inches from every other garlic plant. I don't have to do it this far south, so I don't never do it. But if you plant, it's really cold weather, let's say zone 6 or below, then probably a good idea, once you get them in, to add some mulch on the ground. Straw, leaves, grass clippings, anything that will just insulate the ground, and that just prevents the frost from heaving, which means it pulls the soil up around your bulbs and disturbing it. It's not just protect the bulb per se, it just keeps the ground from moving around so much. Well, and I think I forgot to mention, a few inches of compost mixed in the soil will help your crop out later in the spring. A couple or 3 inches, just the top, just moving into the top soil. Incidentally, you can either buy or get garlic on the Amazon, on all kinds of seed growers, or get, for that matter, get garlic from your own grocery store. All of it will work. You're just going to take the best, biggest bulbs, parts of each one, and then eat the rest. There's a lot of sources out there. My only caveat here is, especially for planting, I pay the extra to get certified organic garlic. That way I know there's no hidden chemistries and stuff in it, because who knows what they're spraying our plants with these days. When I wasn't moving around so much, I used this as my method. I would save the biggest, most beautiful cloves of my season every year to plant them for the next year. I had read about this, and they claim as little as 3 plantings, 3 years of selecting only the largest and healthiest cloves that you get from your garden. You have literally kind of adapted a variety to exactly where you plant and how you plant. Garlic's very good at becoming adapted to your specific growing conditions. So by saving your own cloves for planting in the fall, you can build your own variants of many popular varieties that'll fit perfectly into where you garden and adapt itself to your gardening methods. So let me just say again, I do always choose organic gardening if I'm going to get it from the grocery store. Actually, I have commercial growers that have really specific garlics I like, Russian Roja and a couple of the hard necks and soft necks. So I usually buy mine through the mail. But I have many times planted perfectly successful garlic from getting them from a grocery store. But if you don't get organic, you don't know what they've been. They actually spray, you're going to hate this, garlics to keep them from sprouting longer so they have a longer selling period. So you don't probably want to plant. That just stunts the growth. So if you're going to buy it locally or from a grocery store, make sure it says USDA certified organic. Garlic is one of the easiest and most carefree vegetables to grow that you can ever imagine. All you really do is plant it in the fall, water when you need it, and come in the spring, you're going to have a great crop, and they'll last you all summer long if you store them properly, and I will do a show on storage in the near future. Finish this part of the show talking about onions, which in many ways are very similar as far as growing to the garlic, but there's a few very important exceptions. To begin with, you can actually buy onion seeds, but it takes so long to do. If you live anywhere north of zone 7, you just don't have time to do it. So seeds could work, but basically not the easiest and most productive way to plant onions. Next come a thing called onion sets. They're just basically small onions, but the part of the onion sets is they have already gone through one growing season, and onions put on their real good onions the first year, and then the second year, they're biannual plants. They produce flowers and seeds. And you're going to get a lot of those, and you're going to have a much harder time to me getting good onions by doing sets. So what do I recommend? You got to go to the right nursery. I recommend planting what we call onion seedlings. Planting onions using seedlings is by far the best and most productive way of planting onions that I've ever had, that I've ever found. Seedlings are simply little tiny small onion plants. They look like a little smaller version of what we call the green onion that you would go and buy, you know, just to cook with. These onion seedlings are usually transplanted out in the garden when they're around month and a half old. These seedlings are the year's first plants, so you will find they are focused on growing bulbs, not flowers. Since I switched to planting onions using seedlings, I only ever had maybe a couple of onions that sent up a flower head during the season. Many years, I don't have a single flower head sent up. During the years when I was able to not move so much, my overall production of onions was increased dramatically when I started planting onions using seedlings. I was getting more than twice the overall weight in onions that I used to get. I also love that you can plant some of these onions for harvest as green onions. You can always eat them early and get an extra early harvest. Works very well. Just as an aside note, do realize that starting onion seedlings is easy to do, but remember that your seedlings need to be ready to go out in the garden 6 weeks, just think of this, before whatever your last frost is. So late in the winter, but a month or so, month and a half before you think the average last frost is. That often means you'll be starting to plant them as early as January or February in a lot of parts of our country. Also, I should mention, I plant my garlics about 8 inches apart. They seem to need that space. You need to give your onions 4 or 5 inches on all sides between you, so that you can plant them pretty tight. But in all directions, they should have 4 or 5 inches of open soil before they have another plant to compete with. How far you space your seedlings will have quite a bit to do with just how big they get. Now, I like onions about the size of a baseball or a little smaller, so I might plant mine a little closer. But as a rule, it's 4 inch to 5 inches between each plant. And that's it. In other words, I treat them a lot just like, as a matter of fact, I do treat them like garlic. They just happen to grow me onions, and I've been very successful at them once I learned to go to seedlings, not sets, and certainly not trying to grow them from seed, although it's certainly possible. So anyway, there's the onion that I won't mention here because I'm running out of time for this portion, so are shallots. Again, a very similar growing method. They need a little bit more enrichment maybe, but plant them at a slightly different time of year. I'll go into that in another show, either today or in the near future. Meanwhile, thanks for tuning in to Organic Matters. Be back after this with more of the show.